Are you ready to have your website get found by the right people? Are you looking to rank at the top of Google so you get more traffic to your website? Are you ready to learn how to use SEO and content marketing to grow your organic traffic? If so, you are in the right place, my friend. Welcome to the Simple SEO Content Podcast, where I show you how to combine the power of SEO, search engine optimization, and content marketing to build your like, know, and trust factor with your audience, which allows you to get found by the right people and turn those visitors into buyers. No more frustration or confusion, and no more time wasted wondering if you're doing your SEO right. It's time to learn how to use SEO and content marketing to grow your business. Welcome back to the Simple Marketing and SEO Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Lintagen, and I'm so glad to have you here with me today. Today, I want to talk about SEO, search engine optimization, and I want to take it back to a 101, just a beginner course for you. So if you've ever heard that SEO is hard, SEO is confusing, SEO is super techie, I want you to kind of take that out of your mind for right now. And let's just start fresh with SEO is the single best free marketing channel that you can use to grow your business. And I want to show you how to use it so that you get results. All right. So if you've tried SEO before and it didn't work, you didn't get results, or you're not sure if it worked or not because you don't really know what to do to check for results, that's okay. Deep breath, starting over, because it's not your fault. If you've tried it and you didn't get results, I want you to understand it's not your fault, okay? There are some very simple, very common mistakes that people make when they're trying to figure out SEO on their own that keep them from getting results. And when you're working really hard and you're running your business and you're trying to figure this out on your own and you're listening to podcasts and you're reading blog posts and all of that, it can be confusing. It can feel overwhelming, and it can be kind of frustrating if we're being completely honest, because sometimes some of the information that's out there is really good. Some of it is not so good. And sometimes what you're hearing is something that someone did that actually isn't the right way, but they maybe don't know enough about how SEO works and how to pair with Google and what the rules are and how the algorithm works and all of that. And so maybe they're telling you to do something that's actually getting you in trouble. So when you're learning SEO, I want you to make sure that you're learning from someone who has a professional background, who understands how everything works and knows how to get results, not just someone who's self-taught. Okay. This is really important. So you're here, you're listening to me, you found me. I am an SEO industry expert. I've been an SEO strategist for 15 years. I've been in digital marketing for 20. I've attended and spoken at a number of national and international SEO conferences. What I teach you is what Google wants you to do. I teach you the exact same strategies that I used for my Fortune 500 and Fortune 100 clients when I was running the SEO and content marketing team for that big agency in New York. I am sharing the exact same strategies that I gave to clients who are on Madison Avenue. So if you want to really understand how to do it and do it the right way and have someone break it down for you step by step and make it easier to understand, you, my friend, are in the right place. All right, so let's jump in. SEO 101. First off, what is SEO? SEO stands for search engine optimization. Great. Okay. It's an acronym. But what it actually means is that SEO is a process that we go through on our websites to make it easier for Google to understand what they are about. Okay. So when we do SEO, we want to do it on each page of our website or each blog post independently. Every single one is optimized differently using a different keyword. So we want to do this so that Google knows what that page is about. Because when Google knows what the page is about and they're familiar with your website and they trust you, they are more likely to show you to someone who is searching for information related to the topic of your page. When you do SEO, you use what we call SEO or optimization elements. These are very specific elements in the code and in the back end of your website page that Google is crawling, meaning going and looking at. And each time they see the same keyword in them, it's one more check mark to help Google understand, oh, this page is about this, because they see this keyword in the areas that they're looking for. So let's talk quickly about how we choose a keyword, because this is one of the most critical things, and it's something that I see people make mistakes with on a regular basis. When we are choosing keywords, we want to choose keywords that our ideal customer uses, that we have a good chance of ranking at the top of Google for, because we need to be able to be on page one of Google's search results before a potential customer can find our website. So if we want to get free website traffic from Google, we need to first do SEO so that Google understands what our page is about. But more importantly, we need to use a keyword that we have a good chance of ranking for. So now you're probably wondering, how exactly do I figure that out? So what I want you to think about is, as you do that page, as you get ready to do your optimization, or you look at that page or that blog post, what word would your ideal customer use? And then I want you to take that word and I want you to go to Google and I want you to see in an incognito browser window, because Google personalizes our results. So I want you to use an incognito browser window so that your personal search history does not impact the results that you're getting. And I want you to put that keyword in there, and then I want you to look and see who is Google showing on page one. And I want you to very realistically look at them and see, how do they compare to your website? In many instances, the first keyword that you think about using is not going to be a good one for you, simply because it's too competitive. So if you go to Google and you see a keyword, let's say that you're writing a blog post all about pretty stationery. I've got a card here on my desk, pretty stationery. And so you decide you're going to go after stationery or feminine stationery or pretty stationery. And so you go to Google and you put that in. You're probably going to find big brands. You might find Rifle Paper, you might find Target, Amazon, Papyrus, Etsy. You're going to find really big websites. You, my friend, as a small business owner who's maybe making handcrafted stationery or something like that, you're probably not going to be able to compete with those websites. So you're going to end up being a really tiny fish in a really big pond, because you aren't able to compete against them. You're not going to show up in positions 1 through 10. You're not going to be at the top of the results, and you're not going to get traffic, because 99.7% of all searchers only go on page one, which is the first 10 listings. So we've got to be on page one to get traffic. When you choose a big keyword like that, you're very unlikely to rank in those first 10 results. So what you need to think about is what maybe more niche term you could go after, something that we call long tail, where it has a few more words. So generally speaking, that 3 to 5, maybe even 6 words is probably going to be a better opportunity for you, because you're probably going to have a little better chance to rank. Now, you're also going to see that there is generally less search demand for those longer tail keywords. Don't worry about that. You can get a lot of traffic even from small search demand keywords, because when you're creating weekly content, you are consistently adding new content to your website, and each of those pages can drive a handful of traffic, which over time will balloon and be a lot of traffic and will turn things around for your business. So rather than going after pretty stationery or note card, maybe what you want to do is go after handcrafted note card or note card with flowers, pink flowers, something like that. You really want to think about how would your consumer search it? And then which of these keywords do you have the best chance of ranking for? And you can use a keyword research tool to do this to make it go a little faster. They'll give you some additional ideas that you might want to look at, but you want to make sure that you're looking for something that has some search demand and you have a chance of ranking for it. If you want to see a good walkthrough of this, take my free SEO class. You can register for it at the freebies tab on the website, etchedmarketing.com/freebies. It's going to walk you through all of this and help you to really see how this all works together and how SEO and your content together can snowball to drive 1,000 or more organic visits each month, helping you earn anywhere from $60,000 to $500,000 in revenue with $100 average order value, and then showing you how that can grow depending upon what you're selling. So go ahead and take that class. It's going to really walk you through a lot of this and make it easier to understand. Now you've got your keyword. Now you're going to do your optimization. So you're going to go back and you're going to use that keyword in those specific places that Google is looking for. So Google is going to look at your title tag and your meta description. You're going to update both of those in the code area generally on your website. So if you're on WordPress, you're going to want to use the Yoast SEO plugin to do that. And you can use the free version of Yoast. You don't have to do the paid version. The free version will work fine. If you're on Squarespace, that's going to be in the admin area on the page. Most platforms, it's going to be pretty easy to find. There are rules about the title tag and the meta description length. If you don't yet have my SEO content quick start guide, make sure you grab that from the freebies tab as well, etchedmarketing.com/freebies. That is going to have all the information, the rules, the regulations, and then a checklist that you can print off and use to make sure that you're doing what you need to for SEO. So title tag, meta description, you're also going to use that in your header tags, your H1, your H2, and potentially an H3 tag. H1 is going to be what your whole page is about. H2 is how you break up your sections. So say that you have 3 points that you're going to talk about. Each of those 3 points is going to be an H2 tag, and you do want to use your keyword in there where possible, or a secondary keyword, something that's closely related, because Google does understand semantic search, and you can have multiple keywords ranking for the same page. So choose the one that is the most important. Make sure that's in all of your elements. If you're targeting a second or a third keyword, use that in your H2 tags and then also your H3 tags if possible. Your H3 tag is what's going to break down those sections. So if you have 3 sections and you have a subsection, you're going to use an H3 tag for the subsection. This is also going to make it easier for your reader. They're not going to be blinded just by a whole bunch of text. So we really want to think about that when we are putting together our blog posts and things. We want to make it easy for our readers. We want to have lots of white space on our pages. All right. So you're going to do that. You're going to use your keyword in your tags. You're going to use it in your copy. You're going to use it in your URL. You're going to use it in your image file name. So make sure you're using your keyword using the dash, the one that looks like a minus sign, in between the keywords, because Google reads that as a space. So you're going to do all of that on your page. You're then going to do what we call a baseline report. So I want you to go to Google again or your keyword research tool, and I want you to track where you are at today for that keyword that you're optimizing for, because this is the only way you're going to learn whether or not what you're doing is working. So if you're a student inside Simple SEO Content, you have the tracking worksheet. Just add it to your tracker. If you're not, go ahead and start like an Excel workbook or a Google sheet, whatever you're comfortable with. Write down the date, write down the keyword, and write down the rank number. It's very, very likely that you're not going to be ranking at all in the beginning. That's okay. What you want to do is look at it once a month and see where you are at. The way that SEO works is the lower your number gets, the higher you're moving on the search engine results page, and you should start getting more traffic as you move higher. You really need to be 10 or above to start to see much in the way of traffic. So just realize going from 70 to 20, while it's great, it's not really going to drive any traffic yet. We really need to get into the teens. Ideally, page one, like 10 and above is where we're 10 and below, basically 10 to 1 is where we're going to see the traffic start coming into the website for the corresponding page. So that's really how you get started with SEO. If you have any questions, I would encourage you to take my free class. That's again at etchedmarketing.com/freebies. That's going to teach you even more about this, and it's going to give you some visuals, which will make it a little easier. And then if you're ready, it's going to have an option where you can join me inside of Simple SEO Content. That's my paid program where I do go through this with you step by step, and I answer all of your questions. So if you've been trying to do SEO on your own and you haven't gotten results, and you're starting to be like, oh, I see, I've probably chosen the wrong keyword, or maybe I didn't realize I had to optimize all of that, or I didn't really honestly realize I had to do this to get the traffic from Google. Join me in class. Stop trying to do this on your own, because questions are going to come up. They always do. And when you're in class, you have access to me. We have Q&A sessions twice a month where we hop on a Zoom and you ask your questions and I answer them. And if I don't know, which is very seldom, I look it up and find out and get back to you and give you advice and help you. I also will look over what you're doing and give you feedback to make sure that you're going to get results. I want you to get the results for the work that you're doing. So the best way to do that is to join me inside of Simple SEO Content. I can't give the answer. I can't help everybody who listens to the podcast the same way, but I can give you that small group help there inside of the class, and it does make a huge difference. All right. Thank you for being here. I'll see you next week, and bye for now. That's all for today's episode of the Simple SEO Content Podcast. I want to thank you so much for joining me. Make sure you visit my website, etchedmarketing.com, and visit the freebies tab. Right there, you're going to find the SEO Content Quick Start Guide along with the free SEO class. So you'll have everything you need to know to get started with SEO and content marketing. Then do me a favor, if you wouldn't mind, if you would do a rating and a review of this podcast on your favorite platform, that would really help spread the message, and I do greatly appreciate it. If you have any questions, you can always DM me on Instagram at Etched Marketing Academy, and I will see you right back here next week.